This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 19. Remembering God's promises. A reading comes from Micah chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where this Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Sometime, probably a few months after the birth of Jesus, Magi from the east came in search of him. These wise men had seen a star that pointed them to the birth of a new king. So they came to the regional ruler in Jerusalem to ask about this. When King Herod heard about the newborn king, he was disturbed. And if Herod was disturbed, the people he ruled had reason for concern. He had a reputation for being cruel and was often suspicious of any threat to his throne. Yet at this point, Herod needed more information in order to get what he wanted. So he asked the people's leaders and teachers about this king. And Herod's inquiries pointed the Magi toward the promises in God's word. Centuries earlier, God had said that the Savior would come from Bethlehem, a town in the nearby countryside. The Magi then continued their search until they found the promised child. We often assume today that we can capture something of the Christmas spirit in our decorations and ceremonies of the season. This story about the Magi reminds us that the meaning of Christmas arises from God's promises. Though the devil may try to bring harm in various ways around us, we can trust in the Lord's promises. In what ways are you looking to God's promises for direction this Christmas time? Pray with me. Father, direct us to your promises, and may our Christmas be filled with joyful discovery and new life in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.